So let's review. The Mishnah at the end of Daf Lamed Aleph Beis states, Yesh chayev al ma'aseh shayroi upatur al ma'aseh atzmoi. There are certain actions for which one is only liable for his animal's action and not for his own action. And then there are actions for which patur al ma'aseh shayroi v'chayev al ma'aseh atzmoi. He's only liable for his own action and not for his animal's actions. Ketzad. Shayroi shebiyesh patur, v'hu shebiyesh chayev. One is not liable for baishis if his animal embarrassed another person, while he is liable if he did so himself. Similarly, shayri shesimis in avde v'hippel eshinai pater, v'hu shesimis in avde v'hippel eshinai chayev. One slave does not go free if his animal blinded him or knocked out his tooth, while they do go free if the master did so. On the other hand, shayri shechavel ba'avi v'be'imai chayev, v'hu shechivel ba'avi v'imai pater. One is liable if his animal injures his parent, while he is exempt if he did so himself. Similarly, shayri shehidlik es ha'godish b'shabes chayev, v'hu shehidlik es ha'godish b'shabes pater. One is liable if his animal burns down a sack of grain on Shabbos, while he himself is exempt if he did it. Because he is liable for the death penalty for injuring his parent or violating the Shabbos. And kimli b'drabmine, one only receives the more stringent of two possible punishments for a single action. The Gemara seeks to resolve a machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos from our Mishnah. Rebbe Vo says, kol mekalkelin peturin chutz mechayvel u'maver. One is ordinarily exempt for doing malacha on Shabbos in a destructive manner. However, one is liable for wounding and burning, although they are inherently destructive acts. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and maintains chayvel b'tzarech lekalboy, maver b'tzarech la'afare. One is only liable for performing these malachas in a constructive manner, such as wounding to procure blood for one's dog and burning something to obtain its ashes. Now, the Gemara assumes, hu dum yidishari. The Mishnah contrasts similar cases. And so, just as an ox burns something accidentally and not for the ashes, so too, we must be discussing a person who did not burn something for its ashes. Yet the Mishnah says, he's exempt only because he's also liable for the death penalty. But otherwise, one is liable for burning in a destructive manner. The Gemara proposes two answers. Shayrei dumi didei. The comparison is made in the opposite direction. Mahu de kabayile avshar de kabayile. Both he and his ox burn something for its ashes. For example, b'shar pikach shalslei neshicha begabli v'kabayile mekalye v'gander bekutma. The ox needed ash to roll in to relieve a wound on its back. And the Gemara establishes that oxen occasionally perform similar intelligent actions. However, if the Mishnah refers to intentional acts, the Gemara explains shari shabiyish kagun shneskaven lahazik. It injured intentionally, and the skavim lahazik, af bishalay neskavim labayish, one is liable for baishis as long as the injury was intentional. A second answer, hu dumi d'shayre, we're comparing his actions to his animal's actions, because masnitin b'shaygik, the Mishnah refers to unintentional actions. Nevertheless, he's exempt, because tanad b'chizki holds that kimli b'dramni applies even b'shaygik, one is also exempt from payment for an inadvertent action that would receive the death penalty if he were to do it b'mezid intentionally. He derives it from the pasuk maki adam u'maki behema, as comparing one who kills a person and one who kills an ox. Namely, l'chalak deba b'meshogi b'memezid b'meskaven l'sha'im meskaven l'chay v'mamen elo l'faytre mamen. Zak the Mishnah, shar shari roidif achar shar achar v'huzak. If one ox chased another ox that was later found injured, and the owners dispute whether it was gored or if it injured itself on a rock. The burden of proof rests on the claimant, and the defendant does not have to pay. Similarly, if two oxen owned by separate individuals chased a single ox, and they disputed whose ox caused the damage, they're both exempt, because the defendant does not have proof against either one of them. However, if one person owns both oxen, and so it was definitely one of his oxen that caused the damage, he is liable. The Gemara infers from the Mishnah, Somchis maintains that we divide a disputed sum between both parties, as Tais explains, when beloy tanoisim brolis topic. This is when the circumstances are inherently unclear, without the need for the litigants to present the two sides of the story, such as the case in our Mishnah. However, the Chachamim in our Mishnah disagree and still apply the principle of a mitzvah mechaveir olav haraya. The Gemara points out, Zelimer Sharcha Hizik, Vizelimer Loi Ki, both assert their claims with certainty, and yet we attribute the Mishnah to the opinion of the Chachamim. This teaches us, Amr Sumchas Afilu Bari Ubari. He holds Chalkin even if both parties present their claims with certainty. However, the Gemara refutes this inference from the next section of the Mishnah. Haya Echad Gadol Ve'Echad Katan, if a large and a small ox chased another ox. Hanizik Eimer, Gadol Hizik. Vamazik Eimer, Loi Ki Ela Katan Hizik. The Nizik claims that the larger ox damaged, so he can collect the entire Chatzi Nezik. And the Mazik claims that the smaller ox damaged, so that the Nizik can only collect the value of the small ox. Or Echad Tam Ve'Echad Mu'ud. If one of the oxen was a Tam, and the other was a Mu'ud. Hanizik Eimer, Mu'ud Hizik. Vamazik Eimer, Loi Ki Ela Tam Hizik. The Nizik claims that the Mu'ud damaged, so that he can collect Nezik Shalom. And the Mazik claims that the Tam damaged, so that he's only liable for Chatzi Nezik. The Nizik must bring proof to collect the larger amount. The Gemara infers, Holoi Maisi Raya, Shakal Kadamer Mazik. If he has no proof, he still collects the smaller amount. Now, Rabbi Bar Nosson established a principle, Tanu Chitim V'Hoy Libes Arim Pater. If a person claims that someone owes him wheat, and the fellow claims that he owes him barley instead, he's not liable, and this means Pater Legamri. Af mid mesa iron. He does not even pay for barley, as Rashi explains. By only demanding wheat, the claimant has admitted that he is not owed barley, and has thus effectively forgiven him the barley. If so, the Mishnah cannot refer to bari ubari, because ha'omar nizig barley shezelo hizikani. He has declared that he is certain that the tam did not cause the damage, and so he should not receive chatzi nezik. Therefore, we must say, Reisha de Ka'amar Nizik Bari, de Ka'amar Mazik Shema. The claimant is certain, and the defendant is not. Therefore, Sumchas holds Chalkin. Nevertheless, Acham disagree and say that the burden of proof lies with the claimant. And Sefer de Ka'amar Nizik Shema, de Ka'amar Mazik Bari. The Nizik is unsure which ox damaged, and so has not admitted to anything, and receives Chatzi Nezik without proof. The Mishnah concludes, if a pair of oxen, one large and one small, chased another such pair of oxen. The Nizik claims that the large ox injured the other large ox, so that there is sufficient value to collect all the Chatzi Nezik. And the Mazik claims that the smaller one injured the larger one, so that he is limited by the value of the damaging ox. Or, Echad Tam Echad Mu'ud, a Tam and a Mu'ud chased a large and a small ox. Hanizik Eimer Mu'ud Hizik Es HaGadol, B'Tam Es HaKatan. Vamazik Eimer Loi Ki, El Tam Es HaGadol, U'Mu'ud Es HaKatan. And they're disputing whether the Mu'ud is fully liable for the damage to the larger or smaller ox. Hamitz Mechaveir Olav Harayi pays the lesser amount. This also appears to be a case of Tanu Chitin B'Hoyd B'Se'iren. However, the Gemara explains that in this case, Tafas, he sees the animal as payment, and so he can keep it. The Mishnah earlier stated, this indicates that both animals are fully liable, and if two oxen that are tamen damage, they're both liable, and as Rashi explains, if one is lost, the entire chatzi nezik can be collected from the other ox. The Gemara rejects this idea. Rather, shneihem, the term shneim indicates that he can only collect if both oxen are present, because Rabbi Kiva holds that the nizik owns part of the damaging ox, and the mazik can argue zil isi raya the high torah askin va'ashalom loch, prove that this is the damaging ox. Hanulach Hamaneach with Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechta Baba Kama, and we'll begin the fourth parak Shoshanogach Dal Behei in the next shir be'ez Hashem.